Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Tommy Curran joining us earlier in the show. I asked him about the amount of praise being heaped on Drake May. Three Bear style. Was it too hot, too cold, or just right? And he said it's just right. So this is an appropriate amount of praise being heaped on Drake May. I shouldn't have made that an option.
It was like freaking Goldilocks in her porridge.
I thought that was pretty funny, man. I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
Three Bear style.
It was Three Bear style. I probably should have left just right off the, but I figured Curran would give you, you know, give me something. But it was, it, I mean, listen, whatever you think about Drake May and the credit that he's getting, it's universal.
It's everywhere. Too much. I'm going to say it. It's too much.
I need someone to rip him now. Like, I don't want to do it because I like Drake May and I don't really have that much to complain about. But it does seem like this is going a little overboard for a guy.
One, two, three, four, five, six starts.
Who's made six starts and has one win.
Right.
Right.
Well, he has two technically.
In his start.
Yes. He's left the field a winner once.
That's true. You're right. Okay, sorry.
He left the field concussed.
He didn't finish the game, but yeah, they did win that game technically. That's true. That's what we're talking about.
2-4 in your first six, bunch of turnovers. You end games with picks. Mm-hmm. Like, whoever's fault it is, we can debate, we can yell at Pop Douglas, whatever. Games end with picks. It's not like some perfect Cinderella story. Oh my God, he's on this streak of this or that. And I will give, some of it is just visual. Like I do think the predecessor impacts the current quarterback. And I don't mean Jacoby Brissett, but probably a little bit of Jacoby Brissett, actually. But also the crap of Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi and even late Cam Newton. And, you know, we don't have a guy that can do this. We don't have a guy that can do that. And now, oh, we got a guy that can kind of do everything.
Are we overrating Drake May because of that?
Yes.
Are we overrating Drake May because of Zappi and Mac and Cam and all these other things that we've seen between Tom Brady, between 2019 and today? Is that, I mean, it seems
right
like
now,
that's a big part of it.
Right now,
yeah.
Yes. Now, we'll see where the evolution goes.
If Drake May was doing this in Carolina, would the same type of praise and everything be heaped on him like this? Because I wonder about that sometimes, too. The Patriots are still considered a marquee team, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're still the Patriots. They're not the Patriots of Tom Brady and Belichick, but they're still relevant. They're still, like, what, top five worth valued teams in the world.
Right.
So, you know, they're still out there.
But right? I think he would also be getting this in, like, Vegas. If he landed with Vegas and he was doing this, I think there'd be a lot of hype. Because I do think the Raiders are still kind of a notable franchise. You're in that Vegas world. People,
sure.
A lot of people would be visiting, so it'd be spreading. But I think some of it is just the simple, modern football. Like, for example, the kid at BC, Castellanos. That's
he's not at BC now.
No,
but
remember last year there was like a couple, it was like early hype, and it was like, holy crap, this kid can run. He's exciting.
This year, too. Yeah.
We jump to conclusions, and we jump to positive conclusions when we want to. And right now, just like at BC, they want to be good. They want to have a great quarterback. So if you give them any hint of anything, they're going to run with it. And right now, we want to get back to the Patriots matter. We want to get back to the Patriots have a good quarterback, because this is a place where for 20 years, we had the measuring stick at the quarterback position. So, yes, we're sort of like validating our own desires, I guess.
But it's not just us.
No, and that's where I think it's weird. That's where I think it's weird, where the Lewis Riddicks and certainly the Dan Orlovsky is a great example, but Mark Sanchez or Mike McDaniel, anybody, McVay, no one has pumped any brakes. It's like full speed ahead down the hill. We're going to need one of those, what do they call those things, full of rocks on the side of the highway, where if the truck is going too far, it's like the emergency stop or whatever.
Feels the runaway truck ramp.
Yeah. I feel like the May train needs a runaway truck ramp right now.
Well, we do have one brave soul.
Seems like you guys are cheerleaders, and, well, I think he's pretty good. I mean, he's also very error-prone, and if you look at the stats, he's really no more than middle of the pack.
He's not error prone, because if you look at the stats, at least the one people are spewing today on social media, he's accurate 91.9% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that's like drug like. You know, they tell like it works the first time, 91.9% of the time.
Works
that's
60% like of the time,
right.
All the time.
Every time.
So he's not inaccurate. He's not error prone. He has turnovers.
Right.
Now, whether those are his or not,
errors aren't necessarily errant throws. Like an error could be a fumble or, you know, something else, right? Throwing to the wrong guy.
Yeah, but throwing to the wrong guy is an error.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be an errant throw. You mean the wrong receiver?
The wrong receiver. Like someone's wide open and instead you check down. Like that type of thing.
That's how you win. That's good rookie learning.
Not if someone's wide open for a touchdown, Andy. It's a hypothetical. Come on.
I don't know. I had a lot of Tom Brady's over the years and you never lost by checking down.
Okay. Tom Brady also hit a lot of guys deep down the sideline for touchdowns too. So, I mean, that's sort of the point. Like
I don't think he has a lot of errant throws.
You can make an error without having it be an interception or even an incompletion is what I'm saying.
Sure. I guess there's some.
Like Jacoby Brissett checks down a lot when maybe there was somebody else open, and I consider that an error, right?
And that's what the receivers kind of complained about.
Exactly.
Mark Douglas and company.
And that's not something that Drake May does all the time or anything.
I think he gives his guys shots.
Yeah, he does.
And maybe he needs to do less with Pop Douglas because he doesn't look for the shot.
Got to make sure they're looking first.
I think it's Warren Drake. It's his decision.
That is so wrong.
Boomer.
That is the wrongest. It's his decision to not throw to a receiver wide open in the middle of the field between two safeties.
We don't know what the play call was. We don't know what the play design
was. We do if we believe AVP.
I don't necessarily believe AVP.
You calling him a liar?
A little bit, yeah. Or not necessarily a liar, but someone who's much more interested in protecting Drake May than Pop Douglas when it comes to a big thing like that. And that being his meal ticket, as Jones said, which I agree with, his whole job right now is developing Drake May, not developing Pop Douglas. So, yeah, sure. I could see him siding with Drake May on that for sure.
But your eyes didn't tell you that was Pop Douglas?
Well, I don't know what my eyes saw. My eyes saw a guy not knowing to turn and look for the ball because he thought he had to keep running his route. So if he was told in the huddle, you know, you're going deep and then turn and look for the ball when you hit the 30 or whatever, and the ball's coming at the 40, then yeah, that's not on him necessarily. No, yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of examples of that route being run in that way in any way, and the guy just not looking. Like I don't know how.
Maybe he thought he could get past the safety and then he'd get the ball
with this
beyond
team.
Him. I don't know.
He thinks Drake May's got that kind of time for wait for him to get clear of the safety?
He has that kind of arm.
Oh, he has that kind of arm?
Yeah.
But he doesn't have that kind of line. How many plays has he gotten that much protection this year? He'll be running for his life by that time, Pop. It's going to be a scramble drill by the time you're down there.
Probably, but you know what? Some of his best plays have come off the scramble drill.
The only way I was going to put that on Drake is it looked to me, and I told you this, like he was clearing out for somebody underneath.
Yeah.
Like he was supposed to run the safeties off, challenge the safeties, and then there was something coming underneath, but then it would be a hellacious throw by Drake because he knows that he's not actually he calls it a for love of the game route.
Right.
And if he throws to the wrong guy, that's a horrific rookie mistake. I think he's proven us enough. He doesn't really make horrific rookie mistakes.
No, he doesn't.
So therefore, Pop Douglas screwed up. I'm with AVP. I'm with Drake.
People get tired of hearing me saying this, but these kids are realizing things for the first time. They don't realize how good the athletes are in the secondary, how smart they are, how they dupe you into doing things, and they have to learn.
They also don't know how dumb their own receivers are sometimes, apparently.
Sometimes. 617-779-7937. We got room for you here on the phones if you'd like to chime in on the Drake May conversation. When we return, we'll go behind the glass. It is time for a quiz with Stiz here on Trivia Thursday. It's coming up next.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up one last time before we get out of here with what's trending this hour on WEEI and WEEI NFL.com. The Patriots back out on the practice field today as they continue to get ready for their Week 12 matchup against the Dolphins. Kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Sunday at 1 p.m. There were four DMPs during yesterday's practice. Those names included Christian Barmore, Jacqueline Roy, Vidarian Lowe, and Dietrich Wise. Seven other players were limited. Offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt spoke with the media earlier today, and here's the areas he said needed some improvement.
Definitely some areas we still need to improve in. You know, we highlighted for our offense the red zone. We got to score touchdowns when we get down there. And really short yardage, we got to be better in those situations there. We had a chance on 4th and 1 and went back to 4th and 6. Those are two areas. And then taking care of the football. You know, that's one area we said, where have we improved over the last 4 or 5 games? We've improved a lot in a lot of areas. Where we haven't is in the turnover margin. So we have to be diligent taking care of the football.
Thursday night football tonight, the Broncos will host the Steelers, kickoff at 8:15. You can hear the call of that game right here on WEEI-FM. Our Westwood One coverage will begin at 7:30. Joe Sakic will make his debut tonight as head coach of the Boston Bruins after Jim Montgomery let go from the team 2 days ago. The Bees will welcome the Utah Hockey Club to the Garden tonight. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Korpisalo will get the start in net for your Boston Bruins. Celtics, they're at the White House right now to celebrate banner number 18. They'll stay in Washington to take on the Wizards tomorrow night. Tip-off at 7 p.m. as the group stage continues for the NBA Cup. And Sam Kennedy spoke with the Boston Globe earlier today. He confirmed reports from last week that the Red Sox met with Juan Soto. Kennedy also said, quote, the goal is to win 90-plus games to not be worrying about a wild card spot. Trending brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons with Arcan and Hart, and it's trivia night here on the afternoon show. Go nowhere.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI. On WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. We've covered a lot of ground here today. Do we know if Joe Mazzulla said anything weird at the White House? Because I'm seeing clips and I see Biden did like a no-look pass to Al Horford, which not great, but you know.
He meant to look. It wasn't intentionally a no-look. He forgot to look.
He was like, and Horford caught it, which is good.
That's important.
Yeah, it would have been tough if it like didn't reach him. You know, that would have been a tough scene. But he did get the ball to him. I did see him speaking, and I think he said that his Secret Service code name is Celtic, which I didn't know.
Is he supposed to give that out? He's not done yet.
He's only got the job a little longer, so you know.
Jesus,
what's the difference at this point?
Celtic has landed. Celtic has landed.
I don't care about any of that. I don't care anything about Biden had to say or anything Harris had to say or anything that anybody on the team had to say. Maybe Jaylen Brown. But all I want to know is if Joe Mazzulla said anything weird. Do we know if Joe Mazzulla said anything weird back there? Did you guys catch anything?
No, Dave just said he just was searching Twitter. He hasn't seen anything yet, but he is on top of it.
Okay. Maybe they told him he can't talk. Maybe they're like, Joe, listen. Joe, buddy, come on.
No,
we know you're
good.
The coach. We know you're the coach, but can you? And he's like, well, if I can't say what I want to say, I'm not going to talk at all.
Wait, but when?
And they're like, fine, don't talk.
When has he significantly stepped in it?
He hasn't significantly stepped in anything.
He just says
wild
things.
Stuff.
No, yeah, I think that's fun, though. That's who he is.
I think it is, too.
He's leaning into it.
Listen.
Which is why we're hoping he says something at the White House.
I'm just saying. Maybe Wick and the Celtics were like, Joe, maybe don't. Like, you know,
why?
I don't know.
I think people have embraced him even more. I had my doubts. I thought he might become an insufferable douche, and he hasn't. He's come more likable. Eccentric, whatever, however you describe
eccentric
him.
Is, I think, a good
okay.
way.
Okay, so he's become more likable in that sense. In my
very
mind,
eccentric.
You might try to get Biden to do some like MMA.
That'd be great.
That would be cool.
Now, as long as he doesn't like hurt the guy or
right.
anything. But I mean, I would not ban
they
him.
They get in like the wrestling position. Like,
I think he's a positive for the Boston Celtics now.
Mazzulla,
yeah,
I think so too.
Not just on the court as a coach. I'm saying like his personality, his quirkiness. He's more universally likable for me than Popovich or Kerr or some of your guys.
My guys?
Yeah.
Those aren't my guys.
No, they're kind of your guys.
Not really.
Kind of.
These days, I don't know. but I do think with Mazzulla, anyway, I agree with you. I think that he's more likable than those guys, but he's likable because of how weird and off-putting he can be.
So on this stage, in front of the White House, in the Rose Garden, wherever they are, say something quirky, say something funny. He has the ability to say things. It's what he doesn't say or how short he, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like he says like, no, didn't, and just looks at you and you're
I'm partially surprised
that he didn't say, I'm not going to the White House because the only president I recognize is the Lord Jesus Christ. Like, I'm surprised that didn't happen. Because that's kind of how, right, when the...
Okay, if he goes down that road, maybe...
the royal family.
When the royal family was there, he's like, the only king and queen I know is Jesus and Mary, and like, whatever, you know, like that type of thing. So, listen, this is stuff that he said, Andy.
No, I know.
I'm not pulling this out of nowhere. I'm not painting an incorrect picture here. It wasn't that long ago. Anyway, he's very religious. That's all. I mean, maybe he doesn't even respect the idea of government, so long as it's outside the scope of, you know, the Lord.
According to Patriots NFL 1 in the Twitch chat, Missoula didn't talk.
Boo!
I agree.
Boo!
Did anybody?
Boo!
What are we doing here?
Boo!
Let him have some
fun. Let the man speak. Let him speak at the podium.
He earned it.
Yes.
You threw the guy to the wolves, and he brought you a banner.
I know.
He may not have wanted to, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would either. Because that's like big boy talking. That's like the whole world watching. That's like you end up on not sports talk radio. You end up on like Fox News and CNN and that kind of stuff.
End up on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, there's like an elevated oops factor there.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, so maybe that was smarter. Good call. Good call, Joe.
I consider that a blown opportunity.
So
all
who
right.
did talk? Just Al?
I don't know if Al talked at all. I know Biden spoke. I saw Biden speaking. That's it. I don't know.
Maybe Biden, but I haven't seen anything from players.
Maybe nobody else did.
Let him screw up.
I have no idea. Right. All right. With that in mind, let's go behind the glass for a quiz with Stiz.
I'm back, baby.
All right, guys. Who won last week? I believe it was Arcan. Arcan smoked you
last week.
He did.
I liked these better when I was smoking Keef at night.
Smoking Keef, huh?
That's funny. All right, gentlemen, you guys
Andy
know the rules.
Andy doesn't get it.
Oh, you don't get it?
Wait, maybe I do or maybe I don't.
It's marijuana, Andy.
It's not marijuana. It's like the stuff when you grind it up. It's the crystals, basically. That's Keef, yeah.
Crystallized marijuana?
No, not
it's like
crystallized
the crystals
marijuana.
That are
crystal
on
meth?
The buds.
No, Andy. God, you're such a square.
L7. Yeah.
You guys seem to know a lot.
Anyway, what do we got, Stiz?
All right, boys. Tonight, the theme for tonight's quiz is famous firings.
Okay.
All right.
Poor Monty.
Pour one out for Monty. I got 10. Actually, I got 11 questions tonight. We will go back and forth. You guys will each try to guess it. If neither of you has got the guess, I have multiple choice for you.
You got it.
And there'll be
should
no.
Should we turn the screen off so that we can so that no
Andy,
one can cheat?
Andy's
they're slow.
Known to
Andy's
cheat,
looking right at it.
No, they're slow.
I'm hopefully. Sure they are. I think I'm gonna move this.
Well, I got it on my screen too. So.
All right, Christian, you won last week. So heads or tails.
Tails. Tails never fails.
All right. David chose that 2 hours ago, and it is tails. So,
all right.
Arcan, you will go first.
Okay. I'm getting hosed.
Yeah. This comedian was fired from his first acting job on a TV sitcom after producers felt he had a lackluster performance.
Comedian was fired from his sitcom job. That's
very
a very vague question.
I love it.
They said, what did the producer say? They said what?
He had, quote, a lackluster performance.
A sitcom job. He was the star of the sitcom?
Yep.
How many questions does he get to ask?
Well, one of them was just a follow-up.
You want to use it in a sentence and etymology or something?
The origin of that the sitcom? I'm going to say...
Quit stalling.
I'm going to say... John Mulaney?
No.
No?
Andy.
I would not have said that because I don't know who that is.
John Mulaney had a sitcom and it got canceled very quickly, but I don't know if he got fired or not. Okay.
Fired sitcom. What was the description? Sorry.
This comedian was fired from his first acting job on a TV sitcom after producers felt he had, quote, a lackluster performance.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Nailed it, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Nailed it.
Seinfeld got fired from Seinfeld? I don't remember that.
No, I don't think it was Seinfeld. I think it was probably a different sitcom.
Okay. We're back, baby!
All right, Andy's up.
All right, Andy. This artist was fired from their first record label after the label wasn't prepared to wait another 6 months for a debut album.
These are the vaguest questions ever.
I know. There's not a lot of info to go with here.
It's all right.
Eminem.
No.
I thought he was looking for the dinger button.
This artist was fired from their first record label after the label wasn't ready to wait another 6 months for their debut album.
I'm going to say Future. I don't know.
No. Yeah. Andy, was it A, Nicki Minaj, B, Taylor Swift, or C, Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga.
2-0
yeah,
Andy.
Let's go.
2-0 Andy.
I'm back, baby. Put that meat dress on and wear it.
I saw that meat dress at the Hard Rock in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, Christian. This author was fired from their job as secretary at Amnesty International for using their work computer for personal business.
Author?
Author.
Amnesty International.
Yep.
These personal business. Jesus.
What do we elevate up to, like, the hardest level?
Jesus. You wanted trivia? You got it.
Oh, we did.
I'm up 2-0, so what do I care?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say author. Stephen King. I don't know.
No. Andy. This author fired from their job as secretary at Amnesty International for using their work computer for personal business.
John Grisham.
No. Christian, was it A, Bob Woodward, B, Stephen King, or C, J.K. Rowling?
Woodward?
No.
J.K. Rowling?
J.K. Rowling worked for Amnesty International. Woo! That's right.
3-0, Andy.
Kicking
wait,
ass.
He gets credit for that?
You're absolutely right. I get credit for that.
I thought it just ends on me if I get it wrong.
No, I get credit for that. I get to guess.
No, that's right. There's no.
No.
That was his second guess.
It was the second. It's only the third that doesn't get credit. Get your ass out of here.
What are you talking about?
That's right.
There's two multiple choice guesses.
Yeah.
What you don't get is the third. If we both get it wrong, that the next person doesn't.
You did happen to guess Stephen King, which wasn't
King, so I only had one left. All right, fine. So I'm down for
that. Andy, this revolutionary mind was removed from his job as overseer of his family farm after his mother realized that he hated work.
This revolutionary...
Revolutionary mind.
Oh.
On the tip of his tongue.
It really is. this is wrong, but I'm Paul Revere.
No. Arkan.
Albert Einstein.
No.
I'm
Andy, was it A, Sir Isaac Newton, B, Albert Einstein, or C, Carl Sagan?
Newton.
This man is on it.
No, he's not. I just keep guessing one of the things in the multiple choice.
I know, that's twice that you've
no
done it.
That's twice.
What's the Trump dance? Jesus. I'm going to do it.
Just left, right, left, right. Ugh. There you go. There we go. That's
stop
a good Trump dance.
Stop the fight. He doesn't think it's an exhibition. He thinks it's a damn fight.
All right, Arkan. This former president was fired from his job as captain in the Army and reduced to the rank of private.
Who was in the Army? Who served? What president
certainly wasn't
served
Trump
in the Army? It definitely wasn't Trump.
Bone Spurs.
Wasn't Obama. Wasn't Clinton. Wasn't Reagan. I'm going to say, jeez, I don't know, Truman?
No. Andy.
Jimmy Carter.
No.
Ah.
Arkan, was it A, Ulysses S. Grant, B, George Washington, or C, Abe Lincoln?
Grant.
No.
Damn. What are my other two options?
Ulysses S. Grant, George Washington, Abe Lincoln.
Give me honest Abe Lincoln.
5-0.
5-0. You want to just go home
if
now, you
goes,
loser?
If he gets
you may not know
record
the difference between a winner and a loser, but right now you're a loser.
Oh, I do know that because I whooped your ass last time, so relax there.
Hey, I got to celebrate while I can.
Okay. This is, by the way, ridiculous, these questions.
Yeah. All right, Arkan.
Yes.
This personality was
it's
fired.
Him. It's on him now.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, it's
Andy. This personality was fired from NBC after execs took issues with his off-color humor.
This executive?
This personality was fired from NBC after execs took issues with his off-color humor. Famous firings.
Ted Danson.
No.
Norm MacDonald.
No. Not a bad guess, though.
He was fired by NBC for having off-color humor, by
all right,
the
Cliff Clavin.
The famous OJ.
That is a 100%.
The famous OJ
Jesus
bit.
Christ. You've got to have more details in these,
Andy,
questions.
Was it A,
these
Elon Musk? B, oh, no, I'm sorry. Was it A, Conan O'Brien? B, Jay Leno? Or C, Howard Stern?
Howard Stern.
Nailed it.
6-0.
WNBC.
WNBC.
This is ridiculous.
That's trivia, baby.
I won't lie to you, it isn't, but this kind of feels like a setup.
This is the ridiculous round of trivia, but go ahead.
Famous firings.
What else we got?
Arcan. Wow. This entrepreneur was fired from his job as a salesperson after failing to show up for work one morning.
Entrepreneur fired from his job, failed to show up for work one morning. Jesus Christ. I'm going to say Mark Cuban.
Nailed it. Right off the guess.
What, are you feeding him answers now?
No,
you
I
feel
didn't
bad?
That time. That time I didn't.
I know you have ways you can talk to
no,
different
I
ears
don't.
In
no,
there.
No, I know. I don't. But it's really not.
I'm not going to win
were
this anyway.
Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, or Steve Jobs. So
well, I didn't know what the choices were with the question. There's no answers here.
All right, Andy.
There's no details for any of these questions.
He's such an
no
angry
way,
man.
There's no way to ever get any of these
you guys,
the first guess.
Turns out you guys both are very
there's
competitive.
No way, competitive. There's, no
like
way, there's no way to answer these questions
I
on the first
like
guess. Either one of us, that was the first question, first guess that either one of us have gotten. Just for the record.
Andy, this inventor was fired from his job as a draftsman due to his incessant gambling and mental illness.
Elon Musk.
No. Mm. Arcan.
Say it again.
This inventor was fired from his job as a draftsman, which is like architectural drawings, due to his incessant gambling and mental illness.
Gambling and mental illness? He was an inventor?
Yep.
Tesla.
Nailed it.
Really?
Nailed it.
All right.
Tesla. That's two.
Nikolai
right
Tesla.
Off the bat.
All right. I'm mounting
no,
a comeback.
I actually.
What's the score, David?
The only two
Six
I had
two?
Were Musk and Tesla.
6-2.
I was thinking of him.
Musk
okay.
and Tesla were
your Those
two
were like guesses? My only two answers. Yeah.
I had the other choices were Thomas Edison and Henry Ford.
Okay.
Ah, old Hank. Inventors. Okay, Andy. This TV personality lost her job as a TV reporter in Baltimore after management thought she was a bad fit.
Who's
There's
from
definitely
Baltimore?
A clue. There you go.
Okay, say it again then.
This TV personality lost her job as a TV reporter in Baltimore after management thought she was a bad fit.
There's a clue in there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. How about Megyn Kelly?
No. Arcan.
Barbara Walters.
No. Andy, was it A, Ellen DeGeneres, B, Kelly Clarkson, or C, Oprah Winfrey?
Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
Oprah?
Nailed it. All Baltimore, right. Yeah, she was.
I thought she was Chicago. I thought she was from Chicago.
I thought she was
no,
Chicago,
she had a,
too.
She had a job in Baltimore as a TV
okay.
reporter.
Is that, like, that was the bad fit? I didn't get any clues in there.
I guess, yeah.
This guy sucks.
Where we
Jeez,
at?
This is brutal.
Are we at Arcan?
You yes. want to just turn on the host?
No. I mean, maybe, but
this
yeah.
quiz blows.
Arcan, this coach was fired from the Cleveland Browns before going on to become the greatest coach of all time.
Are you sh-
Well, of course, we all know that's.
What are we doing here?
Bill Belichick.
This is one of the questions.
Bill Belichick.
We went from questions that had no answer to one with an
to
obvious,
the most obvious
had,
answer of all
they
time.
They all had yeah. answers.
No, they didn't.
They all had answers.
Listen.
Ones that you got right and some wrong.
You suck at this.
All right. And the last one. This singer was fired from Dunkin' Donuts after squirting jelly filling on a rude customer.
I'm glad you finished that sentence, by the way.
Who's a crazy singer? SZA.
SZA. No.
I think I know this.
Why are you laughing pull, at me?
That's just, I would never in a million
Don't judge
years
me.
Would have expected you
I'm
to
like
pull
an
out
onion
SZA.
On layered, baby.
Is it Madonna?
Nailed it.
Ah!
Nailed it.
I'd heard that story before. Yeah. I heard about Madonna working at Dunkin' Donuts.
And
I didn't know that she squirted stuff on
jelly
a
jelly filling at a rude customer.
All right.
It fits.
And that's how you play. So what was the final score, David?
Six to five.
Arcan came back. See, that
I roared back in the second
you
half.
You gave
back.
Him the Bill Belichick one.
That's
so it's
true.
Really 6-4.
There's always a
that
couple gimmies in there. And that was that not a famous firing? I don't know.
It was definitely a famous firing.
That was the first famous firing that we knew. All the others were just like pulling things out of our ass.
This person got fired once is basically right. The question, every other question.
One time, a guy in radio got fired. Who was he?
A man was fired.
That's why there's multiple
once,
choice.
At a time. This guy got fired for being a jerk. It's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, the guy
good job, Stairs. I'm just kidding.
I really thought I had that with Norm MacDonald. If I had, that would have given me the lead if I had gotten the Norm MacDonald one. I could have.
Such a famous thing, the O.J. Simpson SNL thing.
Ah. So now we're 1-1.
1-1.
1-1.
1-1.
Man. I couldn't even win anyway. Once it was 6-0, I couldn't have won anyway.
Well, strong comeback, though, Arcan, I must say.
I did roar back in the second half.
You gave it to him. No strong comeback.
I didn't give him anything.
I got two off the rip.
I got
Madonna and Mark
Cuban. And he happened to get the Belichick.
And Tesla. I got Tesla, too.
Happened to get the Belichick one.
Belichick was, you gave me that one. But you also had a couple of, you got helped out, too, by me guessing ones that were already in the multiple.
That happened twice.
That definitely helped you out a lot.
That is key. Key strategy.
We all help each other. Anyway, all right, I guess we're tied up in the quizzes with stizzes. I got one. Andy got one right there. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up with odds and ends next.
Now, more of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Odds and ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. Andy, I know you got something you want to get to, but first, I believe we have some audio of the Celtics visit to the White House, Joe Biden. Do we have this, Stiz?
Yeah, this is great. You want me to set it up or just go?
Yeah. What do we have?
So Joe Biden's at the podium. The whole Celtics team is behind him. Mm-hmm. And this is how he introduced them.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls.
The Bulls?
You're Celtics, right?
Wow. It sounded like you said the Balls.
The Balls?
I think he, yeah.
Congratulations to the Balls. Way to go. The 2024 Balls.
I love Balls.
Wow. You know.
NBA champions, the Balls.
The Balls.
Balls.
The Celtics, right?
Celtics? Balls? Did you try to say the Bulls?
I think he got like Bulls, Balls, Boston.
Now, Biden has had he's famously has a stutter. I mean, like he's always.
He does, yeah.
He struggles, you know, getting the words out sometimes. But that was tough.
Balls?
Call them the Balls.
You're Celtics, right?
Yeah, the Celtics.
He nailed that part.
He got that, yeah. had to double check. He had to look back and be like, wait a minute. Are you guys the Balls or the Celtics?
You guys are the Balls. That's why you're the champions.
That's right. Yeah, hey, yeah.
Nailed it.
It's what that guy says. Celtics are the Balls, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, just like that guy. Who's, by the way, I read is no longer with us. So rest in peace to the Celtics are the Balls, guys.
T's and P's.
I guess he's not been with us for a while. But yeah, Steve Buckley did like a deep dive into that guy. On The Athletic, and apparently he's passed on, but yeah, will live forever in Celtic social media circles. So there you go. What do you got today, Andy?
So first of all, Twitch chat enjoyed the trivia. So
I'm glad someone did.
Well done. We may have ripped you for the difficulty of some of those questions.
That's the fun of it.
Or the ease of some of them, actually.
A person was fired once. Who was it?
This right. Person has two arms.
No, you exaggerate. He gave gender, and he gave industry.
Mm-hmm.
And also, man was once fired in TV.
If it was multiple choice from the get-go, then it wouldn't be, but we let you guys dry guess.
Yeah, true.
First.
We have rules.
And we do
play by the rules.
I would have appreciated a few more details about these people in the
appreciate if you'd stop being such a
what?
Loser.
Okay, you didn't like those questions either. Come on.
The Balls.
He's the Balls. Anyway, get off
his
back.
What do you got today?
So, Stiz, I sent you some audio. I'll set it up here. So, Baker Mayfield, he's a Texas boy.
He is.
And apparently there was a Texas high school team this year that was struggling financially and likely to not have a season.
Wow.
So,
well, that just real quick. Texas high school football is a major industry. I mean, they generate a lot of money.
They have like 30,000 person stadiums and like scoreboards.
I'm surprised to hear that any Texas high school is having trouble with that. But
their
anyway,
whole program was struggling.
Yep.
He donated a little under $20,000. They needed shoulder pads and helmets and things of that nature. Well, story comes around. They won the state title.
Wow.
So Baker Mayfield was asked about it at his press conference this week, and this is what he had to say.
The Space Coast Wipers were a team that you guys donated $17,900 to for equipment. They went 1-8 last year.
Yeah.
They went 10-3, won the state championship. Yeah.
That's awesome.
How cool was that to see that, to hear that news? And they said that every
bigger week, plan for
them? You know, they would have these watch parties where they would team bond over watching you play. They said you played a big part in their season.
I mean, I got chills thinking about it. It's just a cool story. Like I said, just got an unbelievable platform to be able to give back. And obviously, they were in a predicament of probably not having a season, for not just for their varsity, the JV. They didn't have enough equipment. So just being able to give back and then seeing that turnaround, and it's all we did was get some helmets. They did the rest. They turned it around. They believed in it, and that's what football is all about. It teaches you life lessons, how to handle adversity, how to deal with it and push forward. So, congrats to them. It's pretty special.
I am a sucker for football stories.
Yeah,
it's like cool of story. That nature. Any, I don't know if you've watched some of the, there's a lot of movies out there that sort of tie football and Christianity or religion or guys overcoming things. There's one about the guy got drafted by the Colts. He was like this up and comer, and then he actually died in a car crash. But it's like all these overcoming of obstacles or tough situations, whether it's teams, individuals, you know, setbacks. I'm a sucker for any football story. I really am.
Yeah, I enjoy those football. Too. I like football movies. A lot of them are sad, though. You're right. Like Brian's song.
Oh, they're all sad.
Very sad.
What's the best football movie?
Best football movie is The Program. Is what I was going to say. I love The Program. Lattimore, awesome. Program's the best. I love The Program.
Please,
that might be the main thing.
I've never seen The Program.
Oh man,
I'll bring it in. I have it on DVD.
Okay, please.
Program's great,
and it was right in my sweet spot. I think I was in high school at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember even I saw the early cut because there's a scene where a kid lays down on the yellow line in the street.
Yeah, and they cut it out.
They cut it out of the movie because kids were doing it. But I saw the early cut in theater, so I saw that scene.
And so it holds up. You both would say.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I have no idea if it'll hold up, but I loved it when
it came out. If you're a high school football hardo, like it's a caricature of itself in a way. I mean, it's about like the kid fumbles and he has to carry the ball around campus.
James Caan's the coach.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and then there's some good scenes in Varsity Blues.
I like
Varsity Blues is a good one too.
This is more. I don't want to say glorified, just magnified all the extremes of like the kid who's on steroids gets off steroids, then he sucks, so he gets back on steroids. Now
and
he's
then
back
they
on
know
first
he did him,
defense.
And they don't let him play.
Yeah,
at the, like well, spoiler alert, he doesn't get to play.
I mean, it is like 40 years old.
It is a long, long time. There's also Any Given Sunday is a great movie.
Any
I
Given
think.
Sunday, such a good it's movie. Really good. Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is a good one. The Replacements I like. Do you like the Replacements?
A lot of people like Rudy.
The Waterboy.
My favorite.
Waterboy is a good one.
Love the Waterboy.
The Blind Side.
The Blind Side's fine.
I never actually watched The Blind Side start to finish. I don't, you know.
But it's like anything else. I get sucked into it. Mm-hmm. There's one like early where he lines up and he drives a kid like 30 yards out the back of the end zone, like Gronk, and I'm like, it's so stupid. But why am I eating it up? Why am I enjoying it?
You ever seen The Last Boy Scout?
Oh, he shoots the guy
where he's running around, he shoots the football. You know who that guy is? That's Billy Blanks, the Ty Bo guy. That's him. He plays the guy who shoots everybody in the beginning of that movie.
I didn't know that.
A lot of people don't know that. And that's the only football scene in the movie, I think.
That was a little trivia answer without the question.
Yeah, there you go. Right there. Anyways, that's all the time we have here today. Stick around because Fitzy and Scheim, I believe, will be taking you up until Thursday Night Football. It's a good Thursday Night Football game, kind of. It's NFC North. AFC North. I like all AFC North matchups because they beat the crap out of each other. So stick around because Fitzy and Scheim probably beat the crap out of each other, too. And then you got the Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers right here on WEEI. We'll be back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Goodbye.
See ya. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.